Okay. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this is
right ear.
And
mouth, neck, throat.
What do you call this thing here?
That's where I bled. Let's see. Oh, your windpipe goes down there. Epiglottis comes in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the other word,
Esophagus, you mean?
Yes, esophagus.
Did you ever hear of goozle?
Of what?
Goozle.
Spell that.
Goozle. G-O-O-Z-L-E, I guess. Goozle.
How do you spell it?
G-O-O-Z-L-E.
Zoozle?
Goozle.
Goozle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've heard of goozle, where you just gulp down water fast when you're very thirsty, or beer, or what have you.
Uh-huh.
But no goozle, no.
Okay. And these are my...
teeth.
And one...
front teeth.
This is just one...
Oh, yeah. I've forgotten.
Well, I mean, the singular of teeth is...
The what?
The singular form of teeth is...
The what kind of form?
The singular.
Spell well, that.
These are two teeth. This is just one...
tooth.
Okay. And the flesh around your teeth...
The what?
The
gums. Gums.
Okay. And this is my...
hand.
Two.
Left hand and right hand.
So I have two...
two hands.
And this is the...
palm of your hand.
And this is one...
fist.
Two...
fists.
And a place where the bones come together, you'd call a...
come together?
Uh-huh. You know, where...
joints.
Okay. And on a man, this upper part is called his...
chest.
And these are the...
shoulders.
And you have a... what you walk on.
Feet.
And this is my...
that'll be your thigh or upper leg and your foreleg.
Uh-huh.
And your ankle and your foot.
And if you get down in this position, you say you...
full knee bend.
Or you what down?
Squat.
Did you ever hear another way of saying that? That you're down on your hunkers or haunches?
That's what you were a moment ago. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
On your haunches, way down...
uh-huh.
Full knee bend.
Uh-huh. What do you call this sensitive bone right here?
Shin bone.
Okay. And if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
we might say puny.
Okay.
Most likely would say puny.
Uh-huh. Someone who's in real good shape, you'd say he's big and...
husky.
Okay.
Which is a slang term. You won't find that listed among scientific terms,
uh-huh.
I think.
What about someone who's real easy to get along with? Doesn't lose his temper? You say
friendly, congenial, likable.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy that's just all arms and legs, you say that he's...
awkward.
Okay. And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
keeps on doing things that don't make sense?
Uh-huh.
We might say nut.
Would you ever use the word fool?
Fool?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. That's all right to say?
The Bible says you should not call a man a fool.
Okay.
I believe it says it's in danger of hell fire.
Mm-hmm.
I never took that literally, though.
Someone who has a lot of money but won't spend a cent, you'd say that he's a...
tightwad, or stingy, mostly tightwad.
Mm-hmm.